Hello, Danny Boye.
Mr. Boye, it is I, Wooster, calling on behalf of Madame Milhouse.
What's up?
Madame has received instructions regarding the delivery of the ransom.
She has the cash?
She does. They would like you to deliver it this evening.
They call her cell phone again?
They did. We have recorded their message.
I'll be right over. It was not a good night. It was raining buckets out there, but I was being paid for my time, so I figured drop off the cash, pick up the cat. How difficult is that? Little did I know.
Come inside, Mr. Boyer.
Yeah, raining cats and dogs out there. Well, dogs anyway.
Madam is waiting in the recreation room. This way, please.
Danny Boye, would you like a drink?
Yeah, I would.
Scotch?
Straight.
It's a nasty night, isn't it?
Doesn't look like it's gonna let up.
Here you are.
Wooster tells me you recorded their call.
I did. Here, listen for yourself.
Do you have the 5,000 euros?
I do.
At midnight tonight, have your flatfoot flunky Danny Boye deliver it to 112 South Street.
Flatfoot flunky?
Yes, in Gloversville.
Gloversville?
That's what I said.
Oh, Christ, not out there.
When Danny Boye arrives, you'll find a mailbox up front. Tell him, put the cash in there and leave. You got that?
What about my kitty?
There's an all-night Dunkin' Donuts on South Main. He can wait there. If everything's okay, I'll call and tell you where you'll find your cat.
My kitty's all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. But if Danny Boye tries to pull a fast one, you'll be receiving a copy of 101 uses for a dead cat. You got that?
I heard you.
112 South Street by midnight tonight.
What do you think?
I think it stinks.
I've Googled the address in Gloversville. As you can see, it appears to be a vacant residence.
Probably.
And here is the 5,000 euros.
Oh, Christ, not in a paper bag, not on a night like this.
That is how he requested the cash be delivered.
All right. It's all in here?
Count it if you wish.
No, that's okay.
Mr. Boye, do you believe they will honor our agreement?
You mean take the cash and leave the cat? Yeah, maybe. I don't know about the diamond collar, though.
It's my kitty. That's what I want.
Well, I got a little time to kill before midnight, so if you don't mind, I'll take the ransom now, and then in a couple of hours, I'll head out to Gloversville.
Danny, bring my kitty back safely, and be careful.
Well, as I said, I had time to kill, so what better place to hang out than Velma's?
Why, it's Danny Boye. Are the pipes still piping?
Tonight they're being used as drain pipes.
It's still pouring out there?
Frogs and dogs.
What'll you have, Danny?
Jameson.
Tell me, has Johnny McDonough been filling your head with cults now?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, he's telling me all about the feckin' Hollow Earth and the aliens that be living down there, and they're in their feckin' their lion saucers there.
Yeah. That's Johnny. Here you go.
Thanks.
So, any late-breaking news about the missing pussy?
I'm delivering tonight. Ransom.
On a night like this?
It's out in Gloversville.
Why Gloversville?
I don't know. They still make gloves out there?
I think so.
They're probably making them for the Chinese. We'll all end up working for them.
Maybe we already are. Have another?
Yes, please.
What's she like, Vicky Milhouse?
Well, you might say she can mesmerize a man just by swaying back and forth and from side to side.
Is she venomous?
Ask Charlie Beeks. He's still in recovery.
Watch yourself.
That's what everyone keeps telling me. Christ, it's never going to stop. I'm going to need snorkel and flippers.
Do you think there's something else going on?
I don't know. Someone swipes a cat, wants a ransom to give it back. Sounds like some lowlifes to me.
But to be paid in euros?
Maybe they want to see Gay Paris.
Our local lowlifes aren't that sophisticated, you know that.
I had a friend. This is back in high school. He took a mail-order course in taxidermy. He killed the neighbor's cat. Now, this is a true story. And he stuffed it and mounted it. So it looked scary, you know, all claws and teeth. But after a couple of weeks, it started to stink. It got so bad, he had to toss it in the garbage.
And this was one of your friends?
Wait, there's more. The neighbor saw him stuffing something stiff into the garbage can, so he went over, he lifted the lid, saw it was his stuffed cat mounted on a piece of plywood, and he called the cops. They didn't do anything, not that time.
Really?
They talked to him, you know, kid stuff.
What happened to him?
I think he's still serving time for something. Well, I gotta go. What do I owe?
Forget it.
Why are you so nice to me?
It's a long drive out to Gloversville.
You know something? You're a pretty nice guy for a girl.
Robert Mitchum, Angel Face.
You got it.
Now get your butt out of here.
Ciao.
And Christ, be careful!